So as Wilson gets our next team here, we're going to go ahead and have them introduce each other. And they're actually Cloud Monitor. They're actually part of Miracle Workers as their team name. And just go ahead and come on over here. There you go, guys. It's all right. So what I want you guys to do is just introduce yourself, and then we're going to kind of just go on to different questions.
Sure. My name is Iman, and I am from Harvard. And I used to be actually in Winona State, graduated and moved to Boston.
Oh, nice.
Helping these guys out. And I, you know, this is the first year I came in, but these guys are doing it for a while. So
cool.
My name is Tosif, and this is the second year that we're participating in the Imagine Cup.
Yep, I remember you guys from last year.
Yeah. And it's good to be back. It's great to see everyone.
My name is Parvati, and I was in one of with Tosif last year too, and then I've been working as a product manager for the Cloud Monitor so far.
Oh, that's cool. Wow, you're a product manager. The last team I interview is all dev, so this will be interesting. So you being the product manager, what are you guys working on? What's your product?
Our product is a baby monitor. We call it Cloud Monitor, and we focus on respiration, heartbeat, and body movement, and take those data and push those data to Windows Azure, and Windows Azure sends the data to parents on their smartphone or tablets, and those data are streamed live.
Oh, wow, nice, very nice. So now, with that, like, so what would be a scenario? Like, what would be the best scenario to use this for? Like, what would this help?
There are current baby monitors out there. However, they only monitor when the babies are crying, and they're limited with base stations, and you have to carry another device. Mm-hmm. What Cloud Monitor does is that kind of eliminates that. And there's two criteria. One is that it's a sleeping pad design, so you just lay it on somewhere, and when the baby's, you know, sleeping, it can just, you know, on top of the mattress, and then you don't have to carry any extra devices. You have your smartphone that you have in your pocket. If you're, you know, cooking something in the kitchen, you take your smartphone on and you can check the vital stats of your baby.
Nice. That's actually really, really cool. And especially how you guys have everything interconnected. Mm-hmm. I mean, because we are moving into a world that is fully connected and cloud connected.
Yeah, because we are using, last year we didn't use it, but this year we're using Microsoft Azure.
Okay.
So now the platform opens up to use Android devices, you know, because it works with and iPhone devices. So we don't even have to just keep using, and our market will be you know, big in that way.
Yeah, exactly, because you do have other platforms out there as well, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what's nice about the Azure is it's literally in the cloud. That's probably the best way to put it.
Exactly.
But it's really nice that you can use it on multiple platforms. And, you know, down the road, I guess you could always extend it to desktop and tablet and other platforms along those lines too.
Google Glass. That's what
Google,
we're
thinking. Google Glass.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
That'd be good. That'd be good. So now, did you guys see any big challenges? I mean, you said that last year you guys didn't use, you know, Azure, and you know, were there big challenges in learning, you know, how the framework, or was it a big challenge in general, you know, hardware, software, anything along those lines?
So with software side, we are prototyping using an Arduino device, which uses Microsoft, Micro Framework.
Yep.
It actually doesn't have SDK support for Azure.
Okay.
So we are just struggling with that. So the big idea is now, instead of using those kind of inexpensive embedded devices, we can go with like cell phones maybe as the brains of the actual device.
Okay.
And Android, you can always, you know, tweak it so then it can run app on it, and that can push data. So that's what our next move is.
Nice. Yep. No, it's in like going, especially when you go in embedded platforms. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of them out there, and you definitely want to find something that suits you well. I mean, if you use Microsoft technology, that's great, but we want you guys to leverage all the technologies out there. I mean, because we really want you guys to start up and get yourself out there. Now, going into that, I heard you guys were going. You went to Rocket Space yesterday. Did you guys learn anything really good there about, like, you know, startups and collaborative spaces and something along those lines?
Yeah, actually, we had to do a kind of workshop there where we were talking, okay, what are you afraid of starting a company? And then that kind of gave us an idea. Oh, it's not like, you know, what are the things that you have to focus on? And then there were venture capitalists who gave us their history, how they worked, how they started their company, and that kind of gave us us idea, since we have already registered our company, filed a provisional patent, and we are on the path of starting a company. So that gave us an idea how it feels and what it is to start a company.
That's awesome. No, it's great. And now with starting a company, you know, I mean, is that the next step? You know, I mean, what's the next step for, you know, Cloud Monitor? Where are you guys going to take this?
We're actually working with a local manufacturing company, and they actually approached us to actually create and get our manufacturing done. So we're pretty excited that by next week we'll be able to get a good, you know, connection with them and a partnership, so we can probably start, you know, manufacturing, get it out to the market by next year.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, did you guys get to explore Fishman's Wharf yesterday, I heard?
Yep.
Yeah.
Is it your first time actually being to California or San Francisco, or
I've been to California, other places, but you know, SF is the first time I've been here. Yeah, it was awesome. You know, we had seafood and
Yeah. Nice.
So.
Yeah. Oh, and you got tan?
I got tan. My nose is tan. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm from Seattle, so you know, the sun being out, I try to get out of the sun as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's great. Now, with the things where you guys are going in the future, I mean, you said you guys are thinking about extending it to other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think that you're going to extend it just from monitoring? Like, is there anything like you see that you could be going further along? I remember reading, I think, you know, it was along the lines of like SIDS and being able to keep track of information for baby health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there a next step in healthcare in that sense?
Because the data that we are capturing, you know, it's just raw data. But
yeah.
Then we can always, you know, work with other companies who can actually analyze the data, right? Because right now it's just, you know, we're capturing raw data and we're not really thinking about that for our MVP. But later on the line, you know, Azure can store data for years, so we can always, you know, leverage that data with, you know, work with other analytic companies to, so then they can make sense out of it.
Perfect, perfect. Well, I really appreciate the time, and I really look forward to see what, you know, CloudMonitor goes, and maybe I, down the road, when I have my kids, I will be using your software and technology.
Definitely. Awesome. Yeah. We'll get a discount for you.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, and it looks like we're actually going to bring out another special guest who I've actually known for quite a while, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hi, I'm Sam Stokes. I'm a technology evangelist for Microsoft and been working with the Imagine Cup since its inception.
Yeah, I remember when I met you, I've only met you before 2 years ago, but I remember at that time it was a little bit, you're coaching us along to kind of make sure we try to get our things done in time.
Yeah, that's true, and some years I get to do that, and some years I have to do other things. But, yeah, it's been great, and your project that you guys did was fantastic. I'm sure you've talked about it already.
We haven't quite talked about it too much, but we don't need to talk about me. It's not
okay.
More about you.
All right. Well, I've been in technology for a long time, so it could get pretty boring. I started writing code when I was 16, which was hard to do back then because you didn't have I was on these things called punch cards, and I had to sneak into the local college, I won't say which one, and steal computer time. But, yeah, you know, it was okay. I was learning, and so it's been it's been a fantastic ride. I mean, used to be, you would think, wow, the hardware's running. Now I got to get the software running, but often the computer wouldn't run. You had to sit there and fiddle around with the hardware until it got working, and then you could do your software. And nowadays, you expect it to work, everything to work. And so I think we're entering into this fantastic era where people can come in and say, hey, I want to solve a problem, like the verbatim signers here. They want to solve a problem to help people who need to have a spoken language translated into American Sign Language or whatever sign language. And if you think about it, you can go into the Bing Translator and you can use the Bing Translator to translate into almost any language, including Navajo.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And now this means that languages that may have been moving toward non-use now can be captured. In case the last speaker disappears, then it could reemerge if there was a need for that culture to do it. So I think we're moving into a very exciting time. And, man, the ride since 2003, I think that was the first Imagine Cup to today, 10 years. It's been a fantastic time to see how not only software is developed, but how the students have improved. And when we first started the Imagine Cup, We didn't know where it was going, and where would it be in 10 years, and I think where we're at now, we have students who are doing some amazing work that I don't think we ever saw.
No, and that's what we're here for. We're here not only to kind of get them off their feet to go with the future, but also be able to go even further along.
Right. And you know, we don't give them enough time to do, the next Martian exploration spacecraft or the software related to that. But we do give them just barely enough time to do some interesting things, like Cal State LA has done a very interesting game, for example, around computer security.
Yeah.
And I think so that's a good sign that, you know, we're looking at things that have social needs, and they're working with that. Another team here, Verbatim Signers, Pitch, which will be the next people you're going to be speaking about, really a fantastic, innovative piece. The students now are more thinking about, how do I make money?
Yep.
Which I think they always wanted to do, and we always had this kind of push for social good, but I think you see the social good with them thinking about money, because if you don't make money, it's hard to do social good.
Exactly.
Right. And you're not and I think one of the things that I've learned from the years of working in Imagine Cup is that if you can't prove your efficiency by making money, then how can you improve the efficiency in poor parts of the world? Because in poor parts of the world, the major difference is that they run at a less efficient manner than, let's say, the neighborhood like Beverly Hills. If I want something to happen in Beverly Hills, it's going to happen.
Yes, that's true.
I exchange a few pieces of paper, something happens, right?
Yep.
I exchange some green pieces of paper and I want a pizza, it's there at my house. I can't do that elsewhere.
No, that's true.
And even just going down a few blocks to Crenshaw area, that kind of thing, you see the inefficiencies rise.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things that I see in the Imagine Cup is that the they're wringing out efficiencies. They're bringing efficiencies to more and more people, and we saw that with the baby monitor being able to know whether or not babies. SID is one of the biggest problems.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I'm just very excited. I see improvements every year. Of course, I do see some of the same projects going. I saw that a few years ago, but that's okay.
But it's a good iteration, and you know, it's really good. But we're actually going to go to the next team here, Team Pitch, and Sam.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Been great. No.
Thank you.
Thank you.